Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful.
And again,
Sam Cooke. And
I have nothing to do besides reviewing my own mind and recognize that the best thing I have to do is to be affected by my discovery, to discern a liberty I have inside of me. And I tell you what, if you would like to hear my explanation of what kind of liberty I'm talking about, listen to me carefully now. You, like me, are humans, and the only difference can be
I don't want to be talking to Cro-Magnon people, because Cro-Magnon people and the anatomical wise sapien, nothing in common. We don't have anything in common. Whether or not people who are confused will not accept what I'm saying, because they are vulnerable to being hurt and feeling ridiculed. But you see, I didn't do that for them. I didn't put white people in the position that they are in. They come into it themselves. They are a sodomite culture, and that's what they are. And whatever, I mean, I read in the World History textbook, they originated 3 to 4 million years ago. And nothing hasn't changed their evolution and existence. Nothing hasn't changed with them, because nature did not call them back in and redo them. No. No. Did they remain like nature fix them and prepare them for evolution? I don't read none of that. They have a taxonomic blood inside of them. And they come from southern ape of Africa. That's their species, hominid. It's nothing else. They are the first human species produced by Mother Nature. All right? So we do know, like, all the things that are created by nature are divided and segregated. We have herb that's good for us, and we have some other kinds of herb-looking trees, but they are not herb for consumption of humans. And I imagine the animals are able to consume certain herbal stuff that we mankind don't eat. We don't eat grass, do we? No. But they eat it, though. And we eat them that eat the grass. Because what? One thing that's in common is that the all energy comes from the sun, right? However, not everything is good for human, because it is the energy of the sun that causes it to thrive. So we must learn. So coming to the point that I raise about me identifying that I can adjust my thinking. It is coming from my experience from a child growing up until I become an adult person. And because I have been exposed to sodomite, the sodomite world, I grew up with Christianity. Jesus died on the cross, and he was stricken and beaten and get stick in his side, you know. All these are white people criminal view of life that we are reading in the Bible. Just like what they talk about, they fight war and they kill the African people. You don't hear that they go in and go kill their people. Well, of late, they seem to run out of what to do. They start killing themselves. What I'm saying to you is, because my mind is not affected by my own indigenous vernacular, the way of thinking civilly. Because, yes, I am civilized blood, but what happened to my brain? A lot of other things get into my brain, not supposed to be in there. So, what my attribute is, I am not able to connect my mind freely to what is, to what I was born with, because the white people, they have their reason for making a Bible and write all the old bunch of nonsense in there, okay? Nonsense that today, it makes me sick. And the kind of sickness I'm talking about is what I come to read and realize what's going on. I never thought that anything could exist like a Bible. And how long it took me to find that out? Say a good 60 years of my life. You see what I mean? Now, if you can see that the African people, let's say in America, see if you can size up the society in America. Can you see that the major impression come from what you can see visibly, what we call white people, but you know, we don't know the right name for them, right? So we call them white people. I imagine they introduce themselves as white people, right? The right name for them is their species, where they come from. That's the name that identified the, what we call white people. But we don't know that name, right? I didn't myself until I started to read. So the things that they that control my mind and is inside of me, that totally knock off the frequency, my frequency, my orbit, you know. I don't born come see my parents on right orbit at all. And so I grew up the early years of my life thinking foolishness that the church teaches us. Somewhere along the way, since in my adult, you know, there are a lot of things that I hear said, but doesn't have a foundation to like elevate the fact of it. There are things that I have heard about the church, but I can't get a good grip
and those kind of things that seem to make some sense. I cannot get a good grip of it. I need a foundational structure and form. So, because it's an educational thing, what happened to us is that we have been misinformed about the civilized world, because the white people there, they are never going to identify with the attributes of a civilized world. They should remain in their particular nature zone where they come from. Evolutionary product. And that's the eight. That's where white people come from. Whether or not you want to accept it, you should. And I'm coming back to what I said. I'm not forgetting it. But I am emphasizing point that has to do with my burden and the pressure of uncivilized thinking. All right? So I want to just fix this up and go back to what I said at first. If you don't think white people are full of demons, and I mean their culture, I am not saying that you can't find some white people who have a lot of goodness in them. Because they have been around the African people long enough. And of course, they would not be around the African people at all if they did not get to see us at any time in their lifetime. It is because they come into contact with civilized people. That's why they're behaving like they're civilized today. First, interbreeding. The worst form of it is the interbreeding. And what's going on today? They are our worst adversary, and yet still we are adjusted to think like they are good people anyway. They're ruling us. They're doing everything, and it's like we are hands off what they do that affect us. The best thing you think you can do is to go and vote for them now, and like Trump, who wants to get another shot at his presidency, right? To even win, I mean, the dogs that bark may realize something is wrong. But remember, in the white people culture, dogs are like humans. You ever hear they said, dogs are man's best friend? It's a lie. It is a lie. Is white people sodomite way of thinking? Because both their women and men have sexual romance with dogs. Okay? So when you see people, and even African people, catch their love for dogs
And I don't know if they go as far as having sex with them, because that I don't get to, I don't get to hear that yet. I don't hear that yet. Of all the things, I don't hear that yet. But I know from looking at reports that can women are becoming gay, but I don't read that before these white people interfered with us. Okay? So, needless, anybody is going to say that black people are gay and don't look at the far antiquity of civilization and who is who. You better do that before you begin to like just mess up form of the God civilization. They don't make us gay. We don't have a gay closet at all. I don't read about that. And that when African people get involved with gay thinking and behavior, it was after these sodomites, white people sodomites, they are evolutionary products. We don't have that origin. We don't have evolutionary origin. And we don't start killing off everybody else, we see, to make we alone survive. We don't have that. So if you want to associate yourself with white people, sodomy is your destruction that. Where, of course, they are the ones that put their racist blood into African people. It's not just yesterday. So if you just born yesterday, you need to go learn to know who you are instead of assuming that what these white people are doing is something that you have done and want to do. That's not the case. They come from a species. You tell me what species you come from. We can talk about anything you feel about gayness. You see? Yeah. They evangelize us to be who they are. But you don't see how much of what we are that they are morphing themselves into. And if you look and read the Bible and see what the Bible is really saying, you will find out that the Bible is not constructed civilized information. They use our civilization to extract ideas and make up their philosophy. Because indeed, they were not civilized for over 4 million years. Okay, so whatever caused them to start looking like humans, because they are coming from the southern ape of Africa. They look like apes, and look into the pictograph and Google, type in the first humans, and you will see that even though they would like to change that type of information, they can't. These white people, they cannot. And they are getting by simply because we are on the wrong frequency because of them. You see, because once you mix up your blood with somebody, you and them are just about the same, right? You gonna have to know where we are coming from. All right. And it's the problem right now that
I am dwelling on. You see, because these white people love the idea that we believe all of the fallacy, gay, homosexual self. They're glad that we believe, they accept the Bible as the word of God. And you know what I mean? And because we are separated from what the prehistory tells us about our origin, that's why these white people have us kneading us like we are flour dumpling mixed with cornmeal. Okay, you don't want to hear this, but that's what it is. If you have a ear to hear and you have a brain to discern, it's all up to you, because what you don't know, somebody come along and begin to tell you. And since people can tell you all kind of foolishness, you need to distinguish between when somebody is making sense. So you must have the basis of sense, even if you don't have all the sense, but have the basic understanding of where you should be going. And when somebody tell you a direction, you are to be able to develop where, is that where you really want to go? So what I'm trying to say to you now is that the amount of confusion that is bothering me trying to get out of this internal confusion and the energy inside of me that is bothering me, and I must work through it. All right. It is a hard experience. And I know how hard the experience is in getting out of this uncivilized type of thinking that we see around here, that, you know, it would come down to where you don't want to hear human voice a lot of times. You can't decide to say, well, and you don't want to hear no human voice, because that is not a part of the scheme, even to what we are experiencing. But we have got to look on humanity and see the right picture of it and realize that our dependence on humanity, based on the circumstances that we are in, we must develop alteration and make adjustment and remember it, because you may be able to see the perspective of it and see, all right, this is the way you are to have it, but maybe a month from now you forget what you thought, and that you cannot be forgetting what you thought a month ago or a year ago, because anytime we lose the essence of what is to protect us, just like you want your clock to keep on with the right time. You don't want it to stop working. Well, that's the way we are with what I'm talking about. Anytime I forget the energy that is supposed to keep me going, like fill up the tank of gas, you know, when it begin to, like, you know, gas is running out, I don't want, you know, to lower the volume of gas in the tank too much. I like to see when it is, you know, topped up. Anytime you begin to forget what you're supposed to remember, you can go astray, just like that. If you don't have something like to ring a bell and say, no,
you could go astray because you don't know what you're doing. Anytime you run out of knowledge, you basically don't worth anything. All right. So the amount of process that I have been through thinking and want to get myself into that frame of mind, that state of mind, that, you know, put aside all them things that at different time pay me a visit. And I don't want the visit. But the visit is still being made. All right. Yeah, I've been learning from some time that there's a way to deal with, you know, the misery of your mind. There's a way to deal with it. That is, if you want to deal with it. And I'm telling you, not having the easiest time, because in as much as I am 100% passionate about what I'm saying, but there is a wisdom that must be built up in order to sustain me thinking and behaving and continue to progress, so that person I was last year and the year before, I am more formidable now. You know, it's like a lot of the monkey rhesus blood that affect my brain is going out of me. I am developing up knowledge far above what affects me. I can see beyond. I know that, okay, I have something to rely on that will not fail. That's what I mean. If you can't set your resolution where your comfort is, you are in big trouble. If things are bothering you and you keep on getting weak because of what is bothering you, and you don't develop the formula of thought that is to keep you above the weariness and the different distractions and blah, 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 you're in serious trouble, because you fall down and never get up at different times. And just decide, so that's the way your flesh is. You know, my friends, let me just tell you this. I am, let's say, a loner now by the way I grow up with siblings and stuff like that. And the way it was as, you know, as siblings, life is far different now. It's not like these same siblings that I grew up with, I had to get away from them. And getting away from them is not like despising them or anything, but it's like, you know what? What I see as, what I see as attitude I must develop is not anything that any one of them are trying to teach me. I found out that, well, my parents didn't teach me these kind of stuff that I see I need to gain as a knowledge and as a conduct. They didn't know. They did not know. They did not know the kind of things that I was affected by. And since, you know, 11 of us, and I don't, and the brother that I have that would teach me the things that I want to know, he didn't educate himself to know those things. For one, the little that he read about the Bible, I know, it benefits him. But the Bible was not going to give him the broad academic knowledge about the world and whereas the Bible is spinning off from. The white people are spinning off from our history. And the kind of world that they decide, they use our history to make up is one that opposes civilization. Cannot afford to live like a civilization. And I know why. They are the first humankind. They evolved out of a blood, ape-like blood. That's what they are trying to suppress themselves, their own blood. That's what they're suppressing because they cannot give them nice things. You see, this is the problem. And we African people, the ethnic groups of people, we don't know that our ability to speak, to see, and to perceive, and you know, civilized way. We right now, we are lost. We don't know. Our species and the kind of the orbital creation we are created. We have lost it. The first 100,000 years of our existence in Africa. You know, you can go into South Africa right now and get yourself overwhelmed with civilization. That when you are born in America or born in West Indies or so, or, you know, anywhere around the world, since 100,000 years, peer what our ancestors were in the first 100,000 years to what we are today, it's many, many, many eras apart, and we don't know nothing about them. We don't know. The white people are drawing us African people into their sodomite world. And because they cast the spell over our eyes, we don't know what is bothering us. We don't know what's happened to us because we are reading the Bible. Can't read the Bible and become civilized. Even though you are born a civilized person, but once you start believing in the Bible, you believe in a lie about creation, about yourself, and you don't know that. You're reading about salvation come by Jesus Christ, and you don't know that, but you believe it. It's not true. You not being informed in the knowledge of history, like I know it since I begin to read it, you will have it difficult to comprehend what I am saying. Because what I'm saying is what you are to be a part of. But you can't because you don't know. And you will have to learn the history to know what I am talking about. Because I have been reading it. And to what dimension I know, that's where I am at. That's my orbit. Now, you would have to find virtue in what I am saying and realize, say, oh, for you to have the right experience of civilization, you will have to get into the history about yourself. And at that point, you, like, not kiss goodbye, because, you know, they are not something to kiss goodbye, but it's to frown. Frown on it, that you have been fooled. Your parents have been fooled. And it's an education that you have got to realize you need before anything is going to change for you. Right? So, looking at the world around you and know what or why people are thinking, they have all the wealth, they, you know, it seems like they stop, you know, the 4th of July. I mean, firecrackers them early, I don't know. But yes, they are cracking this 4th of July stuff. There is, look, I am telling you that we have been dragged into sodomite world. I call it a cleave bubble system. That's what AD and Adamana is. They don't have any government for real, because they don't come from anywhere that is civilized. But since they come in and interfere with our ancestors along the way, way up 100,000 years ago, the first 25,000 years, that's where the bangarang took place. If you don't know that, my friends, you will always be swallowed up by the sodomite white people world, Christmas and Easter, and the lie about Jesus Christ. None of those things are true. And it's a long time before I would know that. A long time. Now, I am able, I am able to read the little I can and get to find out. After I found out, my friend, I don't see anything that is going to, like, drag me back. No. The way I was? No. Not at all. Because, for one thing, I don't have the blood. I don't have the blood, what you call it there? Default. The blood that I have in me don't give me the default toward uncivilized ways and thinking. I don't have that blood. Okay? So I have to be who I am. It's not Christmas and Easter. It's not about Adam and Eve eating a fruit in the middle of the garden. You see all of those kind of stuff? That it took me all these long years before I could read enough to discover that those things are not true. They were too far away from me on my sense of reasoning. I had to develop a long time before I was able to comprehend all of this. And when I can see now that no prophecy is fulfilling the Bible about Jesus Christ, it's a lie. It's a damnable lie too. And I'm telling you that not at a stage where I will fumble to prove it. I'm telling you, when I have done enough reading about the stories in the Bible,
and reading where civilization is coming from in world history textbook and can see the difference. When I know the difference between BC and AD, I mean, my friends, it's way up into my later years now. I turn over 70. And I am reading these things. And it is such a good thing that my brain, you know, didn't run out of gas yet. You know, that anybody who wants to talk to me about civilization, I'm always available to talk about it. The thing is, people are afraid to know. They are afraid to know, but you say, I cannot carry the burden for anybody. I have to carry it for myself. And when I am totally over the ill, I can better accommodate somebody in telling them what I know. Right? And it's good that I was never a preacher. I never wanted to be a preacher at all. I never felt like. You know, so that's good. So there are a few things that is working for me. I have a brother who is a preacher. He can't talk to me because it's like he's burning in hell when he's talking to me. No, I don't back down from any conversation. It doesn't matter who it is. Because, you see, I tell you what, I want to be legit in what I'm thinking and what I do. So as get myself in situation that I probably could avoid. But I get myself into situation because I wanted to be tried. Yeah? And therefore, people might not know, but I was under, you know, I was making a challenge to whether or not I am right or you are right. And I go into those situations, you see, and deal with people who, like, would tell you that, like the white people, they say, we are not people, we are honed by white people, those kind of thing, a judge, attorneys, and other clerical people, and so forth and so on. You see, I did not bypass any logical situation that I didn't want to finish or to totally search out. I always want to get to the bottom of something. Anything that I see to hold some substance, now I'm not going to walk away from that. I have the whole afternoon or the whole evening, whole night, whatever, and morning and stuff like that. I don't walk away from some knowledge at all I need to have. You see what I mean? So if you bring a federal judge in front of me, I tell you what, he may even have a heart attack. Because a lot of them, what do they know? About, they know about their founding fathers. We talk about they found the New World and all those kind of stuff. Those things are sodomite stuff. You see what I mean? They're talking about they have government now. I mean, you come now and you prove to me that America has a legitimate government. Roman Republic, America Republic, where they get it from? Where do they get it from? You see what I mean? So I put myself in a position to find out a fact through science, what word science process. That's the way I go through things with my little bit of reading. I process things out according to word science process, because I have to know
how the word bring this out to be a fact. And you better know that. So now, when I ask people some simple things that, of course, nobody didn't teach me them things. But I get to be attracted by some, you know, some primary things of society. I didn't see anybody talking about those kinds of things. All right? But I can tell you that I am coming from where I didn't understand how the sun rise up in, we say, the east and come over my head and go down west and repeat that every day. I personally couldn't fathom out that where does the sun go once it got down to the west. The sun goes down the west until I can't see it anymore and go to bed like 8 o'clock tonight or 9, 10 o'clock and stuff like that, or up to 12 o'clock. I spend some of the nighttime up, right? So I'll get a good sleep like 6-7 hours sleep, and then it gonna be like 12 noon, the sun come up over my head, and then by 6 o'clock this evening it goes down into the west. 12 hours of nighttime and 12 hours of daylight. You see, I didn't understand where the sun go, where it goes and come back around in the east. And one day I decided to draw a diagram, you know, around circumference, okay? And I put myself to the west, to the west side of the circle. And that is west, then straight down to the east, then south, then north. All right? So, you know, the sun never rotates from north to south, right? nor any other way, except from east to west. And why is that, you know? All right. But at least we have to only be concerned with what it does, not what it does not, right? And therefore, I thought to myself, all right, here I am over the west on this edge of the circle, the circumference. This is the earth, right? So I am on the earth over on the western side where, when it goes away in the evening, I don't see it anymore, but it show back right where I'm looking over in the east. Why? How does that happen? I want to know. And that was what I resort to see what am I going to find out. So, all right. So now the sun is coming up in the east, right? And I say, all right, here I am in the west. So
What happened to me when the sun comes up and I am over, I am in the middle of the circle? I am on the west. I don't go anywhere. I didn't go anywhere. But I stand up right here at the west, and then the time is passing by. It is like 6 o'clock or 7:30 or something like that in the east. It's coming up, you see, between the horizon, you know, like where the earth and the and the sea meet up, right? So you see now, I see the sun is peeping up over there and coming up, you know, between the sky and the water and the earth. So I am still at the same place at the west. But then now gradually the sun begins to come up closer and closer until it comes through. You know, the sun behave like sometime when those animals out there having their young, you know what I mean? And they let out the young, and the young begin to start to go on, you know, thriving, right? So what I'm trying to say now is like the sun comes out like a newborn between the sky and the earth. And then now it's 11, 12 o'clock in the day. And remember, I am still standing up in the west. And what is going to happen, as long as I stand up at the west, this sun is going to come and go over my head in the west and gone about its business. So now I'm thinking, wow, this is giving me some realization now, right? I'm learning some things here. The same thing that is happening here where I am on the west and the sun is coming from the east and coming over my head is the same thing that is happening over on the other side, over on the other side of the world, where somebody is standing up at the west all the time. And that west, become midday and become east again. You think about that. Think about that. Draw you a circle and put yourself right here on the west and watch the sun come up in the morning and come up until you see you are your west is becoming closer and closer as the sun comes up. Because by the time it comes over your head, it's like about 12 o'clock, right? So you're halfway, and then by 6 o'clock, it's gone. It's going away. You see the sun going to the west and leaving you behind until nightfall. And think about this now. How is it that when night falls and I am still at the same spot where I was this morning when it was like 6 o'clock, the sun just coming up, I am at the same spot. And then I am in Florida. And what happened is when the sun goes away and I cannot see no light of the sun, California is still, California still has sunlight after I am still standing up on the west point here. We are midday past me, and then 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock past me right there until 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock whenever it darks up in Florida. California, it's called the West, right? They still, you know, enjoying their day, their daylight.
because it will be 3 more hours before California will see nighttime darkness. Do you imagine that? Imagine that. Yeah. Right here in Florida. A few more miles, maybe a few, maybe 2,000 miles away. 2,000 miles away, the sun is like 3 o'clock or something like that. You know, or what time they may close up. If we have like maybe like 7 o'clock here when I can see the sun, 7, all right, 8, 9, 10. It's probably going to be 10 o'clock night time before they stop seeing sunlight in California. You just think using your imagination. You can determine whether or not the earth is really flat. Because you have people out there determined to say the earth is flat. Now, the 3 hours that we in Florida miss the sunlight and California had the sunlight for 3 more hours. Now, what blocks off the light from us here, say about like 7, 8 o'clock in the evening, and in California, they're still under the sunlight. Now, why is it we in Florida here not able to see the sunlight and 2,000 miles away in California? They have sunlight. Now, how far up is the sun from the earth so that 2,000 miles away, you and I, California and Florida, cannot see the sunlight together? And you have ducks out there saying that the earth is flat. Now, if the earth was any kind of flat, like anybody is talking about, you don't tell me you have any sense, and you are saying that something black out the light. And when the sun was over my head, how far is up is the sun? It's so far away. And I can see it. I can see the sun without any impairment whatsoever. What do you think is blocking the sun from me seeing it 3 more hours? Isn't California close enough for all of us to see the sun? How far the sun has to be up there before I cannot see it? There is, like they said, like some 93 million miles away the sun is. And one day I was talking to a friend of mine who believes in the flat earth. And I said, how far up is the sun? He said, about 10,000 miles. Because they are looking, they don't think that the earth is any oval, round. They don't think so. They think it's just flat like a football field. And common sense is driving a tornado wind through the foolishness that they're talking. Right? So if you use your common sense and know that the sun, there's no controversy about that the sun is 93 million miles. So because you can see the sun, how big the sun is, a whole bunch of times bigger than the earth. And when you look at it, it looks like the size of the moon. Really? Right? So distance is something that we are ignorant of. You can't you see? Right? But little bit of sense can make us equate something here so that you're not stupid. That only, 2,000 miles away from me here, I can't see the sunlight.
But when it is over my head, or even down there in the morning, and I'm over way in the west here now, it's going to take like about another 12 hours before, you know, I will lose this sun. And you want to tell me we can't see that? And they are talking about, oh, you know, pilots say this about when they're flying, and they talk everything except to deal with the tangible and the intangible of what we are looking at. All right, my friends. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. You're listening to the Black Talk Radio Network. This is the Cosmic Philosopher Radio Show. I am Kim Aldred. We are living at a time where we are suffering from human civilization, the knowledge of human civilization. We are. Because the white people who decide, they are evolutionary product, right? And they do things to make, they have unnatural modification of themselves. And, you know, these are things that require us to have deep thought of coherency to know when people are talking nonsense, because that's what the church is all about. When I say to someone, the BC era never had church back there, why do we have church now? Calendar, a solar calendar. Why are white people making a moon season calendar? Why? I can't answer that. And now I'm asking people, you know, question like, what is AD Anno Domini? And they can't tell. And you know what? They don't want to talk to me again. They don't want to talk to me again. And the amount of people doing business with good education, and I ask them the same question about AD Anno Domini, they can't tell. I can figure out what AD Anno Domini is. What about an educated person? Like my brother with a PhD. Why can't he tell me what is AD Anno Domini? What it revolves around? What is the foundation of it? They can't tell me. How many times I write on Facebook, or at least Twitter, and ask a question. I even tweet. Of course, he's above responding to me. But you have an attorney that worked for, I think, Trump. He's like the, you know, one of the highest learned attorney in America. He's like the dean of attorneys. And he is not answering the question about process. Makes United States have a constitution. What process they go through to establish a constitution? Nobody cannot answer that. I only have a little, what they call paralegal. I go to paralegal college, and learn some legal principles. Okay? When I tell you that there is no government in the United States, that these white people are criminals, they are talking because they are criminals. They look like human beings because they are criminals. They come from apes. And there is no other book that you can find with more legitimacy than the world. It's the textbook of the National Geographic
National Geographic textbook. So the fact that our educational system don't have a higher source, a fact. And if this book has our civilization, then what are you going to tell me? When I am telling you that white people are not civilized. And if you look at what they have done since they say they are ruling with what, the democracy, look at what they have done. Look at what they have done. The best thing that they could do in 1220 AD is one of their emperor, much of Frederick II and two other popes, call a tribunal to make legislation to do nothing but kill the African people. That they have right now. They have that as a legislation. And that's what they've been using to kill the African people until this day. AD Anno Domini. And they get to where they can shove aside. It doesn't matter what is civilized. Their homosexual power is what reigns. And simply because African people from 100,000 years have been infected with white people, sodomite blood, ape-like blood, don't worth much of anything today. Now, you let anybody come and tell me that I am wrong. Because it's a long time. I didn't know nothing at all until I started to read. Okay? Now, I am saying that white people don't have any legal jurisdiction at all. America. And all the places that African people who migrate and settled outside of Africa over the past 100,000 years, the land is still there and their way of life is still there, only to get these white people out. But we can't get them out until we realize what they have done. If we want to believe in them, yeah, they have all the knowledge between their crutches and in their anuses. That's where their sense come from. But now, they don't want us to know that. No, they want to dress up and look like us. But the time would come, though. And the time has come. Well, you got to hear it. Hear a little and bear a little. Line upon line. Line upon line, precept upon precept, because there is no white person on earth that can reverse the Elohim decree. Just can't. Okay? Because it is words that represent every element of things by which we live. And it's for us to understand what the Elohim decree is. Okay? When you think is peace and safety, is sudden destruction. No, but you see, the people who don't care about civilization, they can easily show why the Bible is a good book. You can show where you get civilized law from, where your culture begins, in the world is your textbook because you don't have anything else. Don't talk about federal law. Don't talk about democracy. Talk about AD and Adamani. That's what you ought to talk about, because democracy, not anything. When you hear them talk about they are afraid of losing their democracy, that's not what they mean. They know it is not democracy that they are scared of losing. They can lose democracy anytime and go to something else. Okay? But the point is this. I'm not going to sit here and don't talk like some other people. Okay? And I don't need no company. I don't need no backup, because one tongue can do what 10,000 tongues can do too. One tongue. Because the representation, as long as it is the same, you know, spoken by many people, spoken by one, is just as powerful. It don't weigh no more. And I am telling you, my friends, life is not like we are treating it. And what I see in life is what I revere, okay? Because nothing else that I think about is precious to me like what I find as civilization fact. And I am ready to beat up anybody with it, with the fact, because there's nothing else. There is just nothing else. So, you know, nobody wants to keep my company, but they are not showing me, well, Tim, you're wrong here, you're wrong there. No, they're not prepared to tell me where I'm wrong at. Because I'm well done. I'm learned enough. You see, I don't make computer. I can't, you know, I don't know technical things. But I know about the history and what it says. Whatever you know as a technical skills, if you don't know about the knowledge of your origin as from a species, who you are today, you and your skill will take you to your grave. But you don't have any sense as far as that is concerned. So, you know what I mean? What I'm trying to tell you is that white people are criminals from a long millions of years ago. They were criminals. Before they could talk, they were criminals. But, of course, there was nothing to act against. Now they have something to act against. Now, until what they're acting against is going to destroy them, they are not going to let up. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And like I was saying, I found out the way to have freedom in myself because of the knowledge that I have learned. And if you want some of that knowledge, seek it. Seek it. Because why should I be alone and people, you know, shun me and stuff like that? And I am not someone who is disrespectful or untidy to that extent that nobody don't, you know, they're only concerned about what I'm going to say, my tongue. What is going to come off my tongue? You know what I mean? I was a Christian for over like 50 or so years. I'm familiar with the Bible, and I'm familiar with history. When I tell you anything, it's true. And if you are walking on 2 feet, you are to be careful, because if you have all the wealth and stuff like that and the education and stuff, that's nice. But I tell you, none of those things don't keep you alive, only in certain contextual ways that you can have a nice life because you have money to afford things. But those things will not eventually stop you from getting old, only in a way that you can feed yourself and, you know, exercise every day and things like that. But you can reduce the speed at which you get old at, you know, you can do that. But I mean, nobody who even doubled their longevity, they didn't live after that. Even if they triple or quadruple, they died anyway. So you can brag and boast about how long you live, but hey, when you're dead, you're dead. That's it. You know, live short time and enjoy yourself. I mean, how much anybody else enjoy than you who live a few years later? You know what I mean? I mean, it's not, I mean, enjoy it if you have it, yeah. But, I mean, to make it a great thing after you who live a few years and who live double your years, which are you are better after you're all dead? You're dead. You're going to be dead. I mean, you don't need to envy anybody who live a little longer than you, no. You see? Because you, as the fact that you sleep so many times throughout your lifetime, you know, you're as good as dead when you go to sleep because you're not connected to anything that you're enjoying. You're going to sleep. So just look at that and see what we are, what are we doing, and why should we African people allow white people to come and trail us and turn the civilized world sodomite Christianity? Why should we allow them to do that to us? We should get rid of the madness that is bothering us and push them out. Because they need to go back where they come from. Right now, they're not behaving like they know that. But that is going to happen. White people going to go back where they come from. Whether you like it or not, white people will go back where they come from. Because what they're talking about, federal law, is not law for African people. You know what I mean? The FBI, the Secret Service, those are institutions that the faggot white people, they set up for themselves because they are stealing from the African people day and night. All they know to do is to kill us. They are who brought in their own sodomite offspring to come here and kill African people. They're doing it, what, just yesterday? And when before that we dealt with the same thing before. And how long ago do you think it's going to be before we hear more again? Because these idiots don't know nothing else. They say it's their destiny. It's their destiny to hate African people when they could jolly well stay where they at in Europe.
Falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, And soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall, you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to
okay, change is going to come, my friend, and I tell you, when change, certain type of change occur, you know what? Everything in that contextual box flees away. Because what? The time came. And there was no chance in life that going to prolong that stuff. So the God says they are going to come and pay a visit. And it's going to be swift. And those who seek deep to hide their iniquity, they will find out they were wrong. All right, let's go on to this portion. Declaration contains closure to uncivilized hominid whites. First, hate man. AD and Adamani, null and void, are expelled from Elohim territory. That is exactly what is on the table, because it's history. And who don't want to pay attention to history, that's their dilemma. We Elohim hybrid ethnic people have got every evidence to verbally shock naturally evolved homosexual gone. I mean, the academically certified kingship government King's Law Code. What's this? No. Yes. The OMO. G-A-Y. The Omogays only have the satanic Christianity Bible that the Omogays only have the satanic Christianity Bible. Yes, that no academic, yeah, they only have the satanic Christianity Bible. Yeah, that no academic scholar attempt to endorse. Did you know that? Nobody at all academically say those things in the Bible are true. Nobody at all. So it is funny why so much, you know, I mean, African people take to the Bible, man. It has nobody at all seek to endorse it, but they have people believe in it, and belief don't give you license to accept things that you don't know about. Yeah. Yes, it is saying here that the Bible, let's see. The Bible has no authentic, it has no authentic, it's no authentic historic record. So it's not endorsed, and it has no it has no relevant authentic record of the past. Just think about that. But why so many people believe it? So there is something wrong about believing in and of itself, can't you see? If you want to be on the right side of life, you don't go believing foolishness like that. But that's what the white people want. And they have real, serious reason why they want African people. You know, I mean, there is nothing at all that is supposed to convince African people to believe the Bible, because there's nothing academic to it. The Bible has no relevant, authentic, historic record of the past. Listen to the uncivilized, inhuman madness they speak for Jesus. And his father, the silly characters. For example, this iconic question. When did taxation start in Europe? Do you know? Do you know when taxation began in Europe? As simple as that. You don't know. If you read and know that white people residents started out life in Africa and migrate up to Europe, 1.5 million years ago. The certified history says, National Geographic. It tells you plain that the improved or the more developed Homo sapiens, the Homo erectus. I mean, Homo sapien, there is no Homo sapien. It is Y sapien. And they break us in to call our species Homo, like homosexual. We don't carry the prefix Homo at all, period, in the world history text is being used. All right? Well, as far as we can see, prehistory is concerned, we have to like make sure that world history stay in the proper stay on course with what prehistory says, the Sumerian history. Because outside of that, African people don't pay white people any attention at all, right? White people must get out of our way, get out of our territory. That's what is important right now. You can't look at what they have, the industries and whatever they have, and think that they are above being driven out of African people's territory. They're not above that. Never. Okay? Thing that they are doing right now, they got it from the Elohim civilization, white people. So if you want to know that I'm right, look at Europe and what they cultivated over 1.5 million years. Just there. Don't even go back in time. Because the record make it clear that when they left Africa and go up into Europe, they could only make stone tools. They're mute. They don't speak a language. They couldn't make a fire. That's it. So where civilization come from? It's not them. It's not white people. So every single thing you see white people are doing, even talk, they couldn't talk. Remember, they come from ape. You don't see ape talk. Okay, you need to know where white people are coming from. You need to know their species. I know your own species too, from the record book. Prehistory don't only tell us about what happened with the interbreeding ape man with the sapien species. Right. That's all I see in a prehistory record. Okay? When they interbreed, the breach that they made. That's right. Why they look like us. It comes from that happenstance. Okay? The first 25,000 of the latter 100,000 years that we're sitting on right now. They think that, you know, it's all over with and nobody don't pay no attention, but it's right here in the world, it's a textbook. All you need is me, you know, to drive them into the abyss because they are faggots. They are not of our species, and what they have done to us, we need to be cleansed. We need to be cleansed, okay? And what is going to destroy them is the gods. Who is going to destroy them are the gods, because they are not desirable to civilization. The gods care about their civilization, and they are not a part of civilization. So you can stay there with whatever you want to think and do, and think that I don't amount to anything. Well, of course, I mean, only when you realize that I was something, then you can't do nothing about it, because you waste your time and mocking and don't care nothing about the truth. I'm asking you about taxation. If you think you white people or civilized. Tell me, when did you start taking taxes up in Europe? Answer that question. If you ask me about taxation, I can tell you. The place in Africa where taxes were taught. When did taxation start in Europe? That's the question. Taxation policies developed quickly during the colonial period as wealth began to flow into Europe from colonies in Africa, Asia, and the Americas. Great Britain forced the first general income tax in 1799. Imagine, that's almost 800 years since these white people come with violence on the people who migrate outside of Africa and set up themselves around the planet. They come with their plan, colonial plan, to wipe us, you know, to kick us out of where we settled. Where were they before? They were indulging into evil actions to get themselves somewhere unnaturally. And that's what they did. Now, are you ready to realize the fact of who white people are, the greatest criminal on earth, and build up their own institution and stuff like that? And the gods, I just see, is looking on us and see, where are we headed with this? Making homosexual spread out all over the world and being dragged into it. Okay? So that's why they go ahead and use the wealth that the Africa give them and the range of power that they get. Yeah, they have everything to do it. And who is looking on them? The gods. Watching them. Because the day when the gods will destroy them, they won't even have time to realize they are being destroyed. Okay? So, they're talking about taxes, but they learn taxes from who? Now, you think about it. Why are you reading about them after they are oppressing after 100,000 years out of Africa? And why they are within 1.5 million years? Why didn't they develop, establish civilized product? Why? The only thing these could do was kind of a stone tools. Yeah. Now, did they collect any taxes off stone tools? Of course not. And how long are they up there? 1.5 million years in Europe. They were not in Europe all the time. You think of what I'm telling you. If you think that their basket can carry water, here is a test. And this is just one of many tests that white people has done evil to the African people, that African people can't even count money good. You know, that's like when I was growing up and didn't have education. And African people now have university education, and they can't measure up to any one of the ancestors in the first 100,000 years, because right now they don't have any sense. As the white people fuck our ancestors and put their rhesus monkey blood in them, and that's the reason why we are here, peasantry. Do you understand that? That's what happened. So now they're writing all these things and don't know what they're doing. You see what I mean? Because when they should be thinking that they should be like doing a lot of camouflage stuff and reinvent a whole bunch of stuff so that nobody don't find out that they were not civilized all along. But they can't go that far. You see, so when they're talking about that they were Great Britain enforced the first general income tax. Imagine, them are sodomites. And they are in making slave of us and establish everything that society is supposed to have when our government, kingship, Africa was the headquarters before Egypt. Note is noted because the gods established their mission in South Africa. You see what I mean? They established it in South Africa. So civilization don't come from anywhere else. Not Mesopotamia or anywhere. It comes from South Africa. You see, it comes from South Africa. It is all the doings of the gods. But at the rate that these people at 100,000 years went by from our creation, and some were leaving out these sodomite white people, they invent something. And that invention is to look like humans and to talk like human beings. And they succeed at doing it. If they didn't see us, they would still be going into their 5 million years or so old now, as you know, if they would make it that far, because all of their subgroups to the hominid, they're dead and dead out and gone. But when it comes to the sapien subgroup, they are the ones that interbreed the Neanderthal and killed them out. You see what I mean? And then they turn and the civilized sapien, you see, I want to make us be like we sleep on the fall roof or something like that. When there is evidence of all the kingdoms that are built up in Africa, you see, that they have nothing to do with. They are come talking about AD Anno Domini in 1799. Where they're talking about Great Britain. That is after all, they suck out all the energy out of African people in the West Indies and stuff like that. And France right now strip Haiti of any kind of civilized way of life. That's what they do. That's what they do. Now, if you don't know that we must kill A.D. Anno Domini Jesus Christ, if you don't know that that must be killed, well, you want these fucking ass white people to keep on doing it to us. Go to Jamaica and you see these white people. A man named Hudson, a white man named Hudson. I mean, we grow up and see that man when we go to school and all this, the plantation and stuff like that these white people have. All because of A.D. Anno Domini. All because of A.D. Anno Domini. But they not tell you anything about A.D. Anno Domini. It's not, it's one of their grandeur. You know, for Christmas and Easter. Like Easter is something nice. You see what I mean? Is the Pope's baby that Easter, and he's going to make a calendar for Easter. because calendar was to set time for celebration of the gods. And we don't know that. But they are going to make celebration for their fucking ass stinking pope. That's what they're doing. And we must revere that. Take AD Anno Domini and push it where you're fucking. That's what you must do. Come in with the first general income tax in 1799 to help finance their war. You listen to this. Who are they fighting against? It's not white sodomite people. It's the African who got the wealth from the gods against Napoleonic France. So they're fighting against each other for the wealth. You see? Because they just begin to talk under the 100,000 years ago. They that come and learn from our establishment to read and write and learn skills. Because they were able to participate into our civilization that the gods make up. They are not a part or member of the civilization of the African people. They're up there European, can't talk. They're here plight. That's not where we come from. That's why I'm telling you, you got to know your species, where you come from. White people come from ape, hominid, okay? That's where they come from. It doesn't matter where they cross breed or what, that's where they come from, okay? And there is a division. Whether or not you're breaching it, there is a division between white people's species and the species of the African hybrid people. The whole ethnic people, separation that you must honor, because that's what drive we crazy white. They take us and make us Islamic, make up all kind of ick. These white people turn us into, and we don't know any better because of that blood that they put into our system. Okay? So when you see white people and you think that they are all right, no, it's because they fucked up our people and get our blood that make them look like us and talk like us. Reverse what I say and have it your way. But if you can't reverse what I say, it means the God's arrow is pointing at you. Everything to liquidate these sodomite white people. First thing you should learn is who were the first civilized people. You should learn that. You learn that. Second, who were the first civilized Europeans? There are none. No civilized European nation. And who influenced them? They are not a civilized nation at all. But they are saying they are. And they say the Western civilization is their civilization. It's not true. It is not true. The first civilizations were in the Middle East. That is why our alphabet derives from the Canaanite adaptation Egyptian demotic to Semitic words. So you see, they're talking about civilization. We're in the Middle East. We're in the Middle East. You see, so they can talk all these whole bunch of foolishness if you don't read history properly, and you keep on believing what they say. Europe had no advantage over any other place for civilization until Industrial Revolution. You see? Industrial Revolution has nothing to do with white people. It is African people that started Industrial Revolution in the Bronze Age. Clear cut and dry. In other words, what gave Europe an advantage was the Black Death killing of most of the population. Right? It was the Black Death killing of most of the population so that people would use water mills, windmills, instead of human power. You hear that? And I would add to that the advantage of having a religion based on that of an Egyptian priest. And I would add to that the advantage of having a religion based on that of an Egyptian priest. Who basically said there was only one God and that everyone could pray to that God directly? That's what some people think. Nothing like a belief in only one God to make the individual reason better than the dictated decree. Nothing racial about any of this. All of these kinds of expression are not clean enough, because this type of expression tells me that the person don't have a good read of prehistory, because you don't talk like this with so much kind of gaps and space between it. You just don't. That's not that the way it goes. It's clear cut and dry. And you can't have something that sounds, you know, like when you don't have a full force of water running, but trickles. That's the way it, you know, these kind of stuff. Some things may sound right, but some things just don't sound right. All right, my friends, I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And there's a lot of things I could say, but I'm saying them every day, just about. And I hope that something may reach your mind, because that's all it's all about, is what is in your mind and what you're thinking. So you take good care, and I am going to let it be like it is right now. Billy Ocean. He says, suddenly.
I used to think that love was just a fairy tale, until that first hello, until that first smile. But if I had to do it all again, I would. wouldn't change a thing, 'cause this love is everlasting. Suddenly life has new meaning to me. There's beauty up above and things we never take notice of. You wake up and suddenly you're in love. Yeah. Girl, you're everything a man could want and more. 1,000 words are not enough to say what I feel inside. Holding hands as we walk along the shore. Never felt like this before. Now you're all I'm living for. Suddenly suddenly you're in love. Each day I pray this love affair would last forever. Suddenly life has new meaning to me.
before I lose my strength, all my people been suffering over.